We are talking about two kids that have barricaded themselves in their bedroom because they don't want to go back to their abusive father's house, and how their mother is in contempt of court right now because she gave them food. Two kids here in Utah who have barricaded themselves in their room because they are refusing to go to their abusive father's home. And this is not okay. This seriously like breaks my heart. They're 16 and 12. It's not like they're little itty bitty kids that are being brainwashed by their mom. Well, that's what the judges decided. A little backstory on them. So this is Stupid Flipper. He is here on Twitch. He is on TikTok. When he was 10, he came out and told his mother that his father was not only sexually abusing him, but he was also physically and mentally abusing him as well. And his sister also came out and said that that had been happening to her as well. The mother contacts like CPS right away, told them all what happened, had like rape tests done. They found out that the kids actually had extra bruises like hidden on their body parts, where, you know, like where your clothes normally hide. A lot of predators and stuff will do that because the ages that they were, their mom isn't helping them dress anymore. So if you put a bruise here or on here, whatever, most likely they're not going to see it, right? Most likely, and their parents aren't going to see it. School's not going to see it. I mean, if it's on your arm, on your face, yeah, of course. And CPS decides, okay, we need to get a psychiatrist involved and actually see if their stories are credible. Because here in Utah, you need to have 100% credible, without a doubt, to be able to basically do anything. They do. They get these credible, the psychiatrists are like, yeah, these kids are 100% telling the truth. Do believe that this happened to them. Their stories are matching up. Like, the sisters and the brothers are matching up. I don't think that the mom has planted this in their heads, because that was a concern, and says, yeah, no, I don't think that that is an issue. I don't think that that's what's happening here. So, you know, they plan to go forward with it. Well, his lawyers decide to hire someone else who focuses on when another parent basically is manipulating the children to believe that the other parent is harmful to them. Even though they already have this evidence that is saying, yeah, pretty damn sure what happened to them is true. This other person comes up and was like, well, and tells the kids, fucking tells the kids, you should leave what's in the past, whether or not this happened to you, it doesn't matter. Excuse me, what? You're going to tell me that it's okay, the fact that like he's a pedophile, and you want to sit here and tell me that it's all right and like that he should be allowed to have his kids full time? Because you should just let whatever's in the past happen in the past. And these kids' voices don't fucking matter. It's what? I'm sorry. No, 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 no. When a kid comes to you and tells you, my father is sexually abusing me, you fucking believe that. Now, there are those cases where, you know, some kids have had some really mental issues like autism and stuff, where, but you always believe the kids. You always fucking... And this is coming from experience of 12-year-old me, who was sexually assaulted from my stepdad and basically got told, oh, well. But also, to my knowledge, my mom never pressed charges on my behalf. That's to my knowledge. I've asked her about it and she said, no, it just, they didn't think that there was enough evidence. I'm like, okay. The fact that we did a rape kit does not have enough evidence. Are you effing kidding me? I'm sorry. These kids are not little 4 or 5-year-olds that are super, super impressionable. And they're like, yeah, dad abused me. When they first left their dad, they were 10 and 7. Okay? They were old enough to know what the F happened to them. Ty says this has been happening since he was 3 to 10. And his little sister's from 3. To 7. Okay. They've already dealt with so much goddamn trauma in their short young lives. And now you're gonna tell me. So the judge decides that the mom is basically manipulating them to say all this stuff and to make the dad the bad person. And so they are granting the father full custody. What can the mom do? Like, she's in contempt of court if she doesn't take him. Well, she doesn't take him. Why? Because her kids are sitting there and saying, our dad is sexually and physically abused us. I don't want to go with him. I'm sorry. You're going to sit there and like make kids go with them? I could not allow my children to go. If they came to me with that sensitive information and trusted me enough, I guess the thing that pisses me off about this particular case is that they're older. Like, they're 16 and 12. From my understanding, they actually had rape kits done and could tell that they had been sexually assaulted. And then CPS came out, and then there was a few hidden bruises. I guess the thing that gets me is, like, trying to force these kids. Let's just say this guy has not abused them, right? Their dad not abused them. You're still going to force two, one's almost a teenager, the other one is a teenager, to go with their father. That in their minds, they are scared shitless of. These two kids have, they got taken away to, it's some type of camp for kids that they say are being groomed against their own parents in LA, so in a different state, and they were like bawling, kicking and screaming, like freaking out. So they've been to psychiatrists that have said that they believe too that these kids have been sexually, physically abused, and that their stories like match up perfectly. Like, I wouldn't want my kids to feel uncomfortable like that. If for whatever reason, let's say my husband was grooming them against me, right? And saying all this shit, right? I wouldn't want them to feel like they were forced to be. Now, do I agree not seeing them all the time? No. But maybe, like, I don't know, have supervised visitations or something. I mean, the safety of just in case, and for peace of mind. Like, so at this time, the courts, so it was split custody, right? Kids wouldn't leave their room. Like, it is like they barricaded themselves in their dressers, all this shit, right? And they wouldn't leave. Like, mom was like, hey, I have to drop you guys off. They wouldn't leave. They've barricaded themselves in the room for 3 weeks now. They are terrified of leaving their home, and their mom fed them. So now she's in contempt of court. And if you want to ask too, like how like they're getting food right now and stuff, he does have a Twitch and stuff, and he has a like a debit card. And so he's ordering food and stuff. So once in a while they will leave to go to the bathroom, grab food, and then come back. And actually the school system has been very accommodating, and they're allowing them to take online classes as of right now. So the teenager, the 16-year-old Ty, he's got stupid Flipper. He's here on Twitch. He's here on, I just posted it too. And he's got like a TikTok that he's been doing like his story on and stuff. It would be easier for me to dismiss this if, like I said, if they were younger. But they're not. I was sexually abused at 11 to 12. I came out and told people when I was 12. And basically just got swept under the rug. So I feel very passionate about this. I mean, the fact too that their mom's like, damned if she does, damned if she doesn't. If she doesn't stick up for them, then she is this horrible, terrible person. But if she does stick up with them, then she's the one that's enabling them. Like, it's a mess.
As always, thank you for listening here, watching, whatever you're doing. You can always find us, crimetheoriespodcast@gmail.com. You can email us, and crimetheoriespodcast.com is where you can find us. I will link down in this description below for all of our website and our socials. And if you would like to help support us, we have a Patreon as well. So I'll go ahead, I'll link everything in the show notes. And as always, just keep fucking going.